history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm starting to already see popping up in various places around the corporate media. Now they're trying to tie the Boston bombing to Iran. Iran was behind this. Apparently this former CIA spy who was at the forefront of screaming about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction is now out there saying Iran is responsible for the Boston Marathon bombing and more attacks are going to come. Trying to keep that fear level up there. Folks, I'm going to tell you straight. If there's another big bang, it's the U.S. government and or Israel to try and get this war with Iran going that they have been lusting for since the 1980s. Since the 1980s, they've been screaming, Iran's going to get the bomb, Iran's going to get the bomb, woof, 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 woof. Or in Netanyahu's case, nuclear duck, nuclear duck, nuclear duck. All wars in history are started with lies, fraud, and deception. And this is no exception here. So they're just ramping up the propaganda. They can't get any traction because we, the people of the United States of America, understand we got lied to about Iraq, about Pearl Harbor, about all this stuff. All right, getting back to the economy, we're seeing a story from Global Research. Basically, the headline is, no bank deposits will be spared from confiscation. Ever since they did the haircut, which has turned into a castration over in Cyprus, and which, by the way, didn't work, they're still close to 20 billion euros short of balancing their books. Now we're hearing, you know, there's all this debate, Bernanke's up there saying, it'll never happen here! And we're seeing signs all over those nations with private central banks, yeah, that's going to be their next step to keep their little Ponzi pyramid going. They're just going to reach into your savings account and scoop out handfuls of your wealth to prop up their little pyramid scheme a little bit longer. Will the U.S. government do it? Of course they will. When have they ever hesitated to sell out the ordinary American people to serve the money junkies? Meanwhile, over at the Securities and Exchange Commission, there's growing pressure to require publicly traded corporations to disclose their political contributions. Now, in theory, political candidates have to list who they're getting money from. But in recent decades, we've seen donations that come in under obviously bogus names, bogus addresses. There was a big scandal during the Clinton campaign where there was all this money coming in that listed the Democratic National Headquarters as the donor's address, and obviously that can't be the case. So now they want to attack the problem of secret campaign funding from the other side, and they're asking the SEC to require full disclosure of political donations by publicly traded corporations. Not going to happen. The SEC isn't going to go along with this any more than they went along with all these 12 years of recommendations they investigate Bernie Madoff. But it does reveal the extent to which the money power has in fact corrupted the nation, as Thomas Jefferson predicted it would. Let's see. Michigan House has unanimously passed an NDAA nullification bill. Somewhere down the road, there's going to be a constitutional crisis between states' rights and the federal government over who's in control. We know the federal government is pushing as hard as they can for complete control of the United States of America, to completely bypass the states, to basically reduce them to vestigial ceremonial remnants of when this nation was a republic. It's getting dangerous out there. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We will be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to grab some phone calls. Tom in Texas. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Brother Mike. You're doing a great job there, man.
Thank you.
But I was just wanted to talk about the double standard with the relationship with Israel and the United States.
Yes.
In Congress, aren't they trying to push through a bill or something that where someone with an Israeli passport can like just walk into the country without any scrutiny?
That's true, but it's not reciprocal. People
exactly.
In the United States are not allowed to simply walk into Israel with the passport. In fact, Israel is demanding they have a right to deny entry to any American citizens who happen to be of Arab ancestry.
Well, you just made my point, sir. Thank you.
I
mean, this is our closest ally, the only democracy in the Middle East. But anyway, for my second deal, about 3 weeks ago, a friend of mine went on a job interview and is ganged up on her. You know, there's like 4 or 5 people popping questions, and they asked her about her Facebook page. And she said, I don't have one. And they're going, why? And she responded, well, I enjoy my privacy. And they just couldn't comprehend that.
I understand that. I mean, I do have a Facebook page, but I just use it for promoting stories for my website.
Uh-huh.
I have a smattering of old pictures of Claire and I up there, but I don't put my personal data online. It's nobody's business. And outside of what really happened in this radio show, I don't run around with the illusion that the rest of the world's population has any curiosity about me at all.
Well, I mean, is it detrimental now that someone does not have a Facebook page? I don't have one. I don't want one.
It's seen as detrimental because the government is on this idea that they can learn all they need to learn about us by scanning our Facebook pages and our tweets and our text messages. And frankly, especially if you're single, people lie on Facebook. They overinflate themselves. Their virtual identities are how they wish they were, not how they really are. So it's unreliable as an intelligence source.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to point out the unfairness of some of the things that's going on with our only ally in the Middle East.
Yes.
And say, I don't have a Facebook page either. I don't intend to get one. I enjoy my privacy also. And I'm happy that your listeners are just like, it's going off the wall here. I'm happy that there's so many people are starting to pay attention now.
Yeah, I am too, especially the younger crowd. Especially the young people are getting clued in. And that is very, very reassuring.
Yeah, I had hired some teenage kids in the neighborhood to do some work with me. Rather than hiring a powered pallet jack, you know, I got these kids in the neighborhood to come do all the back work for me. And I found out that one of them had recently joined the service, either the Air Force or the Navy. I can't remember which one. But anyway, he'd already signed up, and I was trying to talk sense to him. And I'm seldom speechless, but I was without words on this one. He said, oh, well, I've scored really high on the aptitude test, and I'm going to have an office job.
Okay.
And I'm, well, what do I say? You know, I'm just dropped the subject then. Well, good for you. You're going to get an office job with the Air Force, and you're not going to be in danger, huh? So that makes it okay.
Well, that's a reason why a lot of people do go into the Navy and the Air Force, is they're far less likely to wind up in the actual combat zones in the context of these police actions that the U.S. goes into. And I remember back during Vietnam, when they were holding the lotteries, kids whose number came up right at the very, very top would rush right down and enlist in the Navy or the Air Force so they didn't have to be drafted into the infantry and wind up on the front lines.
Well, that made sense back then. But
yes.
I mean, if they bring back the draft, I don't know what these kids are going to do.
Well, it is a terrible situation, and something else you need to remember: when your son or daughter is being recruited by the military, they'll make all kinds of promises about what you're going to learn and where you're going to go and what you're going to do, and they don't have to keep a single one of them. The courts have ruled repeatedly that promises made by military recruiters are not legally enforceable. So your kid signs up for the Navy because he thinks he's going to become a nuclear reactor control technician, and he winds up spending his entire time in service peeling potatoes, and he comes on out and he says, I don't have a career unless I want to peel potatoes the rest of my life.
Yeah,
but that really does happen.
Yeah, back in the 70s, I was going to join the Air Force,
mm-hmm.
and the recruiter made the mistake of letting me take the contract home and really read it, and at the bottom of every page in fine print, that was back in the day with you could join on the buddy system.
Yes.
You know, you could go all through the service if you joined with somebody else. But the fine print at the bottom of every page says no guarantees.
Yeah, that's exactly what it says.
Yeah.
And anyway,
I didn't sign up.
I don't blame you. Coming out of high school, I briefly considered joining the Air Force because I love flying an aircraft, but with my eyesight I figured I'd spend my entire career repairing helicopter transmissions or something glorious like that.
That's a good job too.
Yeah, well, not compared to what I'm doing now.
Well, you're doing very well at what you're doing there, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot.
Okay,
bye-bye. We're going to switch over to Ruth in Chicago. Aloha, Ruth. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I sent you an email. The Chicago Board of Options Exchange has been down. Their desk that trades market volatility options has been down all day.
Interesting.
Waiting for a report.
I did get your email, and I did put it in the reader's letters section. I didn't have time to look into it. But isn't it interesting that among all these other derivatives that have caused so many problems, they've got this other one where you're betting on the market's volatility. And I wonder if this has anything to do with that situation where somebody broke into AP's Twitter feed, posted a message that the White House had been bombed, and that triggered a huge amount of volatility. and maybe this is the mechanism by which somebody made a huge amount of money off of this stunt.
Well, tomorrow is Friday, and if all the people that read entrails and twigs and leaves are claiming 425 is going to be a black day, so I don't know if it's down on a glitch or if it's crashed. The second thing, there's something bothering me. I saw somewhere on the internet that drones do not show up on the radar screen at airports for mm-hmm. the air controllers to make pilots aware they're in the area. Is there
yes.
any way somebody can verify that? Because
yeah,
when Obama closes down all these airports, these small airports, there's going to be drones everywhere that pilots will not be aware of and run into.
Well, the military drones that are being deployed into these countries we're not really at war at are by design stealthy. They don't want them detected and shot down, although apparently a lot of them are just falling out of the sky because of manufacturing defects. This could be correctable quite easy. I'm going to presume that the FAA will require what's called a blip transponder, or probably even an encoding transponder on the drones that is equivalent to what is now on civil aviation, where FAA air control traffic radars, they don't do a skin paint. What they're searching for are active transponders that will say, here I am, here's my flight number, here's my current altitude. For the smaller drones, the little tiny ones the police are using, that's a problem. Even if they're not intentionally stealthy, they have such a small radar cross-section, and because they don't have transponders, they will not show up on civil aviation radars. We know there's already been a couple of near misses with commercial pilots coming in and saying, there was a drone here, we almost hit it. And, of course, it completely invalidates the idea of using drones for anti-terror, because all a real terrorist, if there are any, has to do is go into these industrial zones that are always around the airports and set up shop there, because drones will not be overhead because of the possible interference with the terminal control area.
Well, it's going to make it difficult for people taking a vacation. Driving down the road, you're going to need a spotter to look up to make sure the planes are not falling out of the sky from hitting drones.
Well, that's definitely a real concern. And over and above that is just the drone itself falling out of the sky. Again, because they do. Due to manufacturing defects, breakdowns, it's been a major problem. The U.S. has lost quite a few drones over these other countries. They weren't shot down. They just fell out of the sky. And these smaller drones that are being bought by these police departments, if they lose direct radio control, they can just fly off any direction they want. Yeah, it's going to be a problem. I think the first time one of these police drones comes down and smashes into something significant, there's going to be a huge public outcry saying these things are more dangerous than the terrorists are.
And they're already built. It's not something they can, a change they can make in a planning stage. These
well, they can always add, they can always add a transponder after the fact. And just because they're built does not justify putting them up in the sky if they are a danger to public safety. And I believe they actually are.
One more thing, and your program is fantastic, Mike.
Thank you.
It is wonderful. One more thing. I saw over on Drudge that Obama, starting next week, the flood gauges around the country, the federal flood gauges, are going to be turned off. I'm about six blocks from that all that flooding in this lane. People are, you know, instead of a car, you now need a kayak or a canoe.
Yeah.
Or rowboats, which is a switch because, you know, Chicago winters can get ugly and a lot of people have snowmobiles.
Well, they're already dealing with massive flooding as it is. What I think it is, this shutting off the flood control meters, furloughing the FAA air controllers, it's a scare campaign to get the American people to say, all right, please raise our taxes so we can keep the country funded. And the reality is the money is just going to go to Israel and Wall Street and the war machine. All the things we pay taxes for are being shut down. Got to take a break for commercials. Thank you, Ruth. We'll be right back with more phone calls.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes.
COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
What?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Mike in New York. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to just made a comment on, I think, the gentleman that called earlier mentioning about someone looking for a work and job and asking for Facebook. I wonder if that has anything to do with the recent last minute somebody put an alteration in that was defeated in a Congress vote that said that employers can legitimately ask employees for social media login details as a condition of employment.
Yeah, when the job market being what it is, and we know that the unemployment is much worse than the government is admitting to, companies that are hiring are just getting extremely abusive in terms of intrusion into potential employees' private lives. And I don't know about you, I wouldn't go to work for a company that demanded my Facebook page. Now, not that I have anything on the Facebook page that's of concern, it's a matter of principle. And certainly in those times when I have been in a position to make hiring decisions on behalf of companies I've worked for, including my own at one point, it's not something I would ever ask. It's none of my business. But these corporations are getting into this complete fascist mindset where they want to know everything about your life so that, you know, you're not going to be one of those troublemakers who think independently, are you?
Yeah, I just wondered. I thought that may have something to do with what he was mentioning. That's all. Thanks. Appreciate it.
You got it here. And another possible consideration. We know that many corporations are engaged in very questionable behaviors, especially the financial industry and the pharmaceutical industry and a lot of other companies. And the last thing they need if they're going to start screwing their own customers and investors is somebody on the inside who might have a proclivity for those outmoded concepts of honesty and truthfulness and justice for the ordinary people. So they want to screen those out. I mean, I understand that the hiring process for Goldman Sachs is worse than an FBI's giving you a top secret clearance. And the dress code is something like 15 pages long. I mean, that's how completely totalitarian these large corporations are becoming here. We're going to grab another phone call. Kerry in Oklahoma. Aloha, Kerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? You're on the air.
Yeah. Well, I expect that power control of the economy will lead to its own collapse.
I think this economy is clearly headed for collapse. It's all based on a private central bank that is itself a Ponzi scheme. It has to collapse. Look how desperate they are to try and keep it going. They're literally robbing their own customers' bank accounts.
That's like a man that published a book from 1848. You know what it is? Predicted this will happen.
Well, a lot of people have been predicting what happened. Even Vladimir Lenin predicted when American capitalism failed,
yeah.
It would have to go fascistic.
We need socialism. Socialism is the solution.
Okay, your phone line is breaking up here, and I'm having trouble understanding you. We're going to let you go and switch over to Paul in North Carolina. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you today?
Doing good.
I had two issues with the Boston thing. I just saw a Washington Post newspaper, and it said that Sarnoff did not have a gun when he was in the boat. So,
that's correct.
I don't pay attention to the mainstream media, so I don't understand how they're explaining how he shot himself or why there was a firefight if he had no weapon.
Well, they're sort of hemming and hawing on that one, and they're just shrugging their shoulders. And, again, I think the reason that MIT cop was killed, and they're saying now it was execution style, sitting in his own car. Somebody just walked up to him and popped him. And I think the reason that was done and framed on the Tsarnaev brothers was to put the Boston police into this shoot first, ask questions later, because the perpetrators of the Boston bombing wanted both these brothers dead. And we know the lengths they went to kill the older brother. They had him arrested, stripped naked, put in a police car. The next day, he's dead. They're saying, oh, he died in a firefight. His younger brother ran over him. Then we had a witness come forward saying that, no, a police SUV ran him down, and then they shot him. So I think the only reason that the younger brother survived was the fear that if both these brothers were killed, it was going to trigger riots all across the world the way the collapse of the Benghazi false flag did.
This is beyond flimsy. I mean, this thing fell apart so fast, and I don't know how any sane person can remotely buy the corporate media government story.
Well, thank goodness for the United States that there are so many insane people in the corporate media and in government.
All right. One other question for you. What's your take? What's your position on the whole idea that it was actors at the bombing? I saw some piece where an amputee was there and they spread blood around and they made it look like he had his leg blown off. Where do you stand on that whole story?
Well, they were having a bomb drill. There's no question about that. And when you have one of these disaster drills, you have to have fake bombs and fake victims. And the same is true of any drill. When I was all the way back years ago, when I was at Cal State Fullerton, they had a mass disaster drill, and they came over to our theater department and said, you're all going to play victims, and they poured Max Factor blood all over us. So I have no doubt there were some fakers there, which the media has seized on and tried to present as real victims. And that's another reason why we have to keep pointing out there is a link between these so-called terror drills and the actual acts of terrorism. Somebody even postulated that one of the two bombs, the one that did go off across from the Boston Public Library, really was just black powder and smoke, and the other bomb was the one that really caused the real damage and destruction. But let's just stay focused on the fact that the official story is a crock and just go forward from there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Now, now more than ever. Killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm just looking on the corporate media, and they're pushing this story that these two brothers planned an attack in New York City, and they were going to set off six bombs, and they were going to be here. First of all, the older brother is dead. Nobody's talked to him. He can't speak on his own behalf. The younger brother, we are told, cannot talk. The FBI supposedly, through sign language and the rest of it, communicated with him for about 16 hours. Now we've been told that since he's been informed of his Miranda rights, as if he didn't already know them from TV and movies, is not communicating anymore. So where are they getting this information? And the reason I'm concerned, of course, is this idea that as the Boston bombing cover story crumbles, the perpetrators have a very powerful motive to stage a new attack, bloodier, more horrible. First of all, to distract from all the holes in the first story, and again, because if the goal of the Boston bombing was to get everybody into a bloodlust to go out and kill Muslims wherever they are, Syria, Iran, the rest of it, it failed. It utterly failed. We're hearing about this upcoming federal government, New York Police Department, terror training drill involving airborne weapons in the New York subway system. And so Boston may just be a warm-up. And there may be the main event. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the main event. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll watch them die. And we're off to another false flag attack. And I'm somewhat alarmed by all the corporate media saying, oh yeah, New York. New York was on, they were planning New York, a big one in New York. They're pushing that awfully hard. So, again, what the government did right after TWA 800, couldn't keep a lid on the story. Olympic Park bombing is a distraction. We're going to grab a phone call here. Albert in New Jersey. Aloha. Albert, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today? Albert, are you there? Okay, Albert, your phone line is just really messed up. Can you slow down and try again? I can't understand you. Try calling back. We're going to let you go and try and call back and see if you get a clean connection. All right. Now, this is a story I wanted to talk about yesterday, and I didn't get time to do about it. We've all heard about the Tuskegee syphilis study, where all these hundreds of black men were deliberately infected with syphilis, a sexually transmitted disease, between 1932 and 1972, and the disease was allowed to proceed to death just to see what happened, even after syphilis became curable. Even after syphilis was not a dangerous, deadly disease any longer, they allowed this thing to go out. Shows the complete, utter heartlessness and lack of humanity of these people doing these tests. Now there's a story that's coming out of the last decade, 2000 through 2007, I think it was, where they were doing medical experiments on premature babies involving increasing or decreasing the amount of oxygen in their incubators. And it was already known before this study that insufficient oxygen was going to cause problems and permanent damage, and too much oxygen could cause problems and damage, but they still went ahead with this test. 23 universities were involved, government-funded experiment, and yes, some of the babies who were subjected to too little or too much oxygen developed permanent crippling disabilities. And the scandal is the consent forms that were given to the parents did not mention the potential for these experimental treatments to cause permanent damage to the babies. And they already knew there were going to be problems. There's another story, and this is coming out of Raw Story, where it turns out that hospitals actually make more money off of botched surgeries than doing the surgeries right. You go in, you get your tonsils out, you go home, you pay the bill, end of story. You go into the hospital for a surgery, oh, we're sorry, we left a sponge inside, we have to go back in, that's another bill. Oh, we closed it, we left something disconnected in there. The hydrostatic flammer stand is supposed to go into the doohickey over there, we forgot to put it back together. We have to go back in again, another surgery, another bill. And they basically discovered that hospitals where there is a high record of surgical mistakes have a 330% higher profit margin than hospitals where they do the surgeries right on the first time. There is a profit motive to botch these things up. See the doctor in there, you know, and he's saying, scalpel, retractor, whoops. And the patient goes, whoops, what do you mean whoops? Well, I'm going to have to do another surgery. That's why you hear all these stories about, oh, repeated surgeries to deal with the issue. They don't want to get it right the first time. If they do, that's the end of it. No more money. Just amazing. We've incentivized failure. We've incentivized corruption. We've incentivized crime. This nation has gone exactly the wrong direction. Going to grab a phone call. Clarence in Oklahoma. Osseo, welcome back to the show.
Yeah. Osseo to you too, Mike. What I wanted to address was, I listened to you so long. I've gathered, I can figure you. We're within about a year of each other in age, plus or minus one, so I'm going to give it away. But, you were talking about earlier about the draft, and you almost joined the Air Force.
Yes.
Well, I was stupid enough to drop out of college during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured, why wait around and at my parents' house and get the letter, you know, greetings from Uncle Sam?
Yes.
And so I went. I did join the Air Force, and fortunately, it kind of worked out because at the time I did, the Vietnam War was winding down, and it's a 4-year sign up, but they had too many people in my particular field, and they started letting them go. And when I got back to the States, I got out a year early, 51 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I only did 3 years. That's not bad. But that's beside the point. What I wanted to mention was, if they bring back the draft, and I used to be one of these knee-jerk people who used to, you know, say, well, you know, you're a citizen of this country, you owe the country this and that and whatever else, and including service. Well, maybe so, but not necessarily in the military. But that's the only thing people think of when they think about that. And I was just thinking, if they, you were, said there's talk about bringing it back, men and women, which they have in Israel.
Yeah, Charlie Rangel's draft bill includes drafting young women into the armed forces.
Yes, and they do it in Israel. They have for, you know, forever.
Isn't it funny how this country is turning into Israel and we're all being treated like Palestinians?
Absolutely.
What an amazing coinkydink there. Listen, I want to make a comment here. We're running out of time on the show, and I want to get this point out there.
Okay, I'll say one more comment after that.
Okay. In this nation, the American people, I think that the vast majority of Americans would gladly volunteer to serve in the military or some other form of national service as long as they felt genuinely that the nation needed it. When you have them talking about a draft, it's because the American people understand these wars are not about protecting the United States of America from a foreign aggressor. These wars are about invasion and conquest and the imposition of private central banking on the rest of the world. And they understand that their service in the military does not serve the American people at all. It serves the private money junkies. The same thing with national service in terms of working and fixing our infrastructure. A lot of that is going on. There's no national registry or program, but in every community across America, you've got ordinary people who are standing up and trying to deal with the problems that are around them, like the Feed the Homeless, Feed the Hungry programs. You know, what the talk about national service is so the government can say, we will decide where and what you will do. I don't need the federal government to tell me that it's time to go out and start trying to help feed the hungry around here. I can make that choice on my own. That's my freedom as an American citizen. I consider it part of my First Amendment right to freedom of expression. Go get some food, give it to the hungry. We don't need a national organization structure to direct us. The only reason for a national organization to direct us is so that we serve the government and the money junkies' interests, and we are sent out to work on what some favored political crony wants us to work on. As far as the draft is concerned, we're already seeing an economic covert draft across the country. All the government has to do is go in and wreck the economy in a community, and all these kids coming out of high school and college can't find jobs. All that's left is to go down to the recruiters. My wife and I talked to a bunch of kids. We were down at the local Denny's, which went out of business. You know the economy is really bad when Denny's can't make it. And this Denny's was located in the same block where there are all these military recruiting offices, and there were all these kids with Air Force T-shirts, and we just stopped and talked to them. And they basically said they didn't want to go into the Air Force. There was simply nothing else available for them to live on. It was Air Force or live at home or possibly be homeless. And it's an economic draft. It's not portrayed as such in the corporate media, but that's where they are. But they still don't have enough bodies to win a prolonged conventional global war. And so now that's why Rangel is out there saying, we got to draft men, we've got to draft women. And I'm not being sexist here when I say that I do not agree with women in combat roles. But when you're, if you're thinking about the post-war years, the nation that can rebuild its population faster has an economic advantage. When you put the females at risk in a war, it is a sign the government isn't thinking any further than winning the war. And they're not thinking about what's good for the nation afterwards. When a man and a woman get together, the man's contribution to the next generation is 7-10 minutes. The woman takes 9 months. And because of that, if you're thinking about rebuilding your nation after the war, you've got to protect those women. They are precious for that very, very reason. And I'm not being sexist here, because I understand that any one woman can go out and be in the military, and especially in places like the Navy or the Air Force, they're certainly the equal of men. But you are basically cutting your future population growth when you place those women at risk in combat roles. Okay, Clarence?
Absolutely. And my one more comment, which is short, less than a minute. If they do reinstitute the draft, they're going to have to bring back ROTC. I don't mean the one that you saw in college and I saw in college. That means run off to Canada.
No, actually, I understand what you mean. And by the way, for people who really genuinely want a career in the military, ROTC was actually a pretty cool idea.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, okay, I'll let you go and let you go ahead with whatever. Yeah, I know you got other stuff to say and whatever. So I'll...
Yes, I do.
All right.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Clarence. Have a good day here. Getting back to science and health issues here, there is a new bill going through the Texas legislature right now that will allow doctors to decide when you die, to give them the authority to put a do not resuscitate order on your chart, regardless of the wishes expressed by the patients or their families. In other words, you're having difficulty breathing, you're in the hospital, you know, you want to go on living, your family wants you to go on living, the doctor can say, nah, not worth it. I can just see the conversations that are going to happen right now in those hospital wings there. Does this patient have any money left? No, doctor. Does this patient have any insurance left? No, doctor. All right, he can die now. Just amazing, amazing stuff here. Britain has launched a major campaign to get the measles, mumps, rubella jab. There's a measles crisis out there. Actually, the measles crisis and the mumps crisis of 2009 are happening to the people who got the shots. It's all about the money. They're waving this new Chinese bird flu, and now they've even added another one. The snail flu is coming to get you. Go out and buy lots and lots and lots of vaccines. Meanwhile, interesting story. This was over at newsforge.com. Apparently, a woman claiming she was God set fire to a car at a gas station. This is down in Daytona Beach. Her own car. Got out of the car, says she's God, poured gas all over it, set it on fire. Now we have this other story. This is over in Great Britain. Mother of two, woman, 38 years old, medical director, the star at the pharmaceutical company where she works, got into a very minor traffic accident with her car, left the car, and lay down in the slow lane and was killed by a passing truck. And it actually says she was on antidepressants. Prescription antidepressants, in particular SSRIs, have a long and well-documented history of triggering violence and suicide and strange behavior in the patients who take them. Virtually all of the mass shooters being waved around at us to impose gun control in the U.S. were either on or withdrawing from these dangerous medications. 10% of the general population are on these medications that lead to poor decision-making, and we may presume 10%, if not more, of our government are on these medications, which would go a long way to explaining some of the stupidity we've seen recently. In this post-Saddam's nukes climate of public skepticism, whoever thought this Boston bombing was going to fly, they had to be on antidepressants. They're listening to their wishful thinking and thinking that's reality. Amazing stuff here. All righty, let's see. Again, over at Blacklisted News, have you noticed how the government is always changing the maximum allowable rate for things like radiation and melanin and stuff in your food? They've been doing it with all kinds of contaminants to save the corporation's money. It costs us money to really do pure food. Just tell them that what we're selling them is okay. And it turns out 55% of ground beef, 39% of chicken are contaminated with superbugs. You know what we mean by superbugs? We're talking about these bugs that grow inside these animals who are antibiotic resistant because these animals are dosed with antibiotics, so they're not getting infections from being crowded into these little tiny factory cages. And you're being exposed to these. Now, obviously, if you really cook your food thoroughly, the risk goes down, but it shows this incredible recklessness when it comes to the safety and health of the American people. The government is not looking out for you. They're treating you like livestock to be used, harvested, to breed more soldiers, to go on out. The government has zero respect for you. That's what these stories mean. Coming up on a commercial break, we're going to be right back with the last segment of our show today. A couple of words about Fukushima. That's in the news again, and we'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Working two jobs ends never seen me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her, walk. Destroy the faith, Jesus.
to the show here. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on over at Fukushima. I know we haven't touched on that in a while, but there are some very alarming developments. The International Atomic Energy Agency, when it's not busy hurling rumor and innuendo at Iran, is now warning that the cleanup of the Fukushima power station is likely to take far longer than the original estimate of 40 years. If you are my age, this problem is never going to be solved in your lifetime. And the IAEA came in and encouraged TEPCO to improve the stability of the facility, probably in response to the fact that their cooling system has been knocked offline more than a few times in the last couple of weeks. It's very fragile. There's no backup system to it. Why is cooling necessary for a nuclear power station that isn't working? Well, because all of those used up fuel rods generate heat from what are called decay products. Left by themselves, they will eventually get hot enough to burst into fire. They have to be kept in cooling tanks. And the cooling liquid in there, in order that it does not simply boil off, has to be taken off and cooled and pumped back in. And that's what they're dealing with over there. Now, videos and photos from the facility are showing very strange materials continue to percolate out from the ruined cores of those reactors. We're hearing that, and we've seen this ourselves since it happened. Japan and TEPCO and General Electric and even the IAEA grossly downplayed the amount of contamination coming out of there, the cesium releases in particular. Remember when Reactor 3 blew up and it was this huge cloud of sickly green smoke and they were trying to tell us it was just a hydrogen explosion? Well, I got a news flash for you. When hydrogen burns, it makes steam, which is white. And that sickly yellow-green happens to be the exact color of the quadrivalent form of plutonium oxide. And now they're acknowledging plutonium is being found far out from the plant. It was not contained. But that's okay because the government of Japan is now saying it's okay for vegetables grown around the power station to go back onto the market and to a store near you. They've just raised the maximum amount of radioactivity that you can safely be exposed to, just like Obama just did with the drinking water. Remember back when Fukushima happened and Ann Coulter was out there saying a little radiation is actually good for you? And it was complete nonsense. Complete nonsense. Now, we talk about building a nation, building a future nation on innovation and invention. And a lot of people are spending a lot of time in their garages inventing the next great thing, or a lot of doctoral candidate students are inventing something as part of their doctoral thesis with which they hope to make money after they leave school. And it turns out there's a major problem because the government, the U.S. government, reviews all patent applications, and they can issue a secrecy order on new patents. No review, no challenge. And they can simply shut down the inventors and the students and say, what you've made is critical of the national security. You're not allowed to do anything. You have to find some other way to pay off your student loans. I hear the music. It is time to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please make sure that you are telling all your friends, family, neighbors, social media about Republic Broadcasting. Our audience is growing, but we need to reach those people who still do not recognize the matrix that surrounds them. Thanks an awful lot for your help in getting the word out. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.